So kind of fitting for this day, our last Mass together, that in this gospel that we just heard, this is the last prayer that Jesus prayed before he went to the garden and began the passion which led to his crucifixion. So it's his final kind of speech, his final prayer that we hear between him and God the Father. And in that first reading from Acts of the Apostles, it's one of the last speeches that St. Paul gives to this community in Ephesus before he was leaving. So in both the first reading and the gospel, we kind of have the last thoughts, the last mentions of the heart of Jesus and Paul to the community that he loved. So it's kind of fitting for us. I mean, both Jesus and Paul knew that they wouldn't see their community again. We'll see each other again, hopefully at Mass on Sunday, but definitely next year for school Mass and for the school year, we'll see each other. But we are taking a break. We are saying goodbye in a way. So it's fitting that we have these scriptures today. And then maybe just, we heard both Jesus and St. Paul say, so maybe more to the adults, that they both made a comment about those who are lost and the false teachers that come. Paul was warning the men that he had appointed as priests to be careful, because even amongst them, false teachers would arise, and that they needed to stay close to the truth. So in our world today, we must be mindful and careful about who and what we're following. And even though some of those chosen to lead can be misleading, this is the warning that Paul was giving to the church in Ephesus, and we should heed that warning as well, as we hear in the news daily about men who should know better proclaiming and preaching things that are contrary to the truth. And so we take comfort in these words, that it's nothing new, but as Jesus told, we stay consecrated in the truth. And so that's important for us. Jesus says clearly today that his word is truth, and that his prayer is that we become consecrated in his word, consecrated in the truth. And we know that word consecrated. We know every time we come to Mass, we have the consecration. Con, the first part of that word, means with, and then secretion, sacred, with holiness. So when we have the words at Mass and the bread and the wine get consecrated, they change and they're set apart to be used for things of God. The chalice, the vessels that we use for Mass, are consecrated. They're set apart and they're not used. Like, we can't have Kool-Aid or milk in that chalice. We don't have our cereal in the bowls that we have the Eucharist. They're used only for the things of God. Jesus is praying the same thing for us, that our bodies, our lives become consecrated, set apart for him, so that just like we don't put garbage in the sacred vessels, he's saying we don't put garbage within ourselves. He's asking us and praying that we always stay separate from him. And he's praying that we get protected from sin and from the evil that sometimes is around us. And he says something, that we don't belong to the world. It's an important kind of phrase there, especially for their older students, as we know what those words mean in a particular way. That we don't belong to the world. And the reason why he has to say that is because that we are made to belong. Part of who we are, part of the human person, desires and needs to belong to something. And we will. We will join something. We will become a member of something. And through our baptism and through the Holy Eucharist, we become joined to, we become members of Jesus' body. But we have to be careful that we stay there and we don't let other influences take us out. Because if we're not belonging to Jesus completely, then we will eventually belong to something or someone else. And this is what Jesus is warning us about. And not warning us to make us scared, but just so that we can be aware. Just like our teachers When we're, especially if we're learning math or when we're learning new language and vocabulary, we have to be careful that we don't make mistakes. Jesus is saying the same thing to us. Be careful that you don't make a mistake and become a member of something other than his body. And so this is last kind of prayer for us. Again, it's fitting for us that as we begin this summer break, as we're no longer going to be part of this community every day, to be reminded that we still belong. We belong to the church, we belong to this parish, to this school family, that this is still our home. And then we pray today, we're wearing red. Normally we're in the season of Easter, which is white, but today the priest, we're wearing red because it's a saint, Saint Justin the Martyr. And to be a martyr is someone who follows Jesus and gives their life for the truth. You know, so he was willing to die for the sake of the truth. And he lived, he was born around the year 100 and died about 50 years later. And he came, as we had in the opening prayer, that as he learned about the cross of Jesus, as he spent time gazing at the crucifix and praying about what true love looks like, he gave his heart over to Jesus and was willing to give everything for that. That he didn't want to believe any of the lies or the errors of the world. He was completely consecrated in the truth of Jesus Christ. And so St. Justin Martyr can help us when we get confused about what's true, what's good, what's bad. St. Justin Martyr can become a friend of ours. We can ask him to help us to know what is true. And then the final thing I'll say today, it's June 1st. You know, so in the calendar year, every month has a particular dedication. There's a particular thing that we pray in a special way. And June is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I know some of y'all studied about that in your classes. You know, we see the heart of Jesus, it has fire on it and the crown of thorns. The heart of Jesus is what real love looks like. And it's important for us to know that, because one of the errors, the lies of the world, is that there's lots of confusion about what real love is. And so Mother Church helps us this month to focus on the heart of Jesus, the true human love of God for each one of us. God loves us. God sent his son to die for us so that we can live with him forever. So we ask St. Justin Martyr to pray for us. We ask for the grace to stay close to Jesus and to never want to belong to anyone else other than him.